Whatever, Rabbi, side lessons from the Lev. Parshas Vayelech, of course, it serves me tshuva. Som Gedalia. I like to challenge myself and try to get everything in. We'll see what we can do on this very, very important morning. There is a very troubling pasuk in this week's parsha. It's a very short parsha. Generally, Nitzavim and Vayelech are together. This year was a leap year. Last year also was not together to my son's luck. Because it was his Bar Mitzvah Parsha last year. And when my other son, Avishai, has his Bar Mitzvah on the same weekend, we had Aaron's Bar Mitzvah was on Erev Rosh Hashanah. So anybody that knows me, I like to wake up late. I like to go, I'm an 8 o'clock minion type of guy. Except this morning I went to, I woke up at 5 something for early Slichos. I was guilty on the day after Rosh Hashanah. So I went to the real Slichos at night, not at 8 o'clock. Chutzpah, you guys have 8 o'clock Slichos. Anyway. And, so his Bar Mitzvah, so the other one was the day before Erev Rosh Hashanah. Erev Rosh Hashanah is funny because it's the longest Slichos of the year, as you know. And everybody's like, yeah, he's going to have his bris at the 8 o'clock minion. Except the 8 o'clock minion started Slichos at like 5. It was great. It was good. Anyway, the other kid's going to have Nitzom Vayelech. So, in Vayelech, we have a very troubling pasuk. It's the Emes. And this is the time of Emes. This is the time that we, might have, I hope, I'm sure you had a very spiritual, beautiful davening. All of you Shana Bet people have experienced it before, so you know what you're in for. So Baruch Hashem. We talk about the V'chara Api, that Hashem is going to be angered. His anger will flare against on that day when we forsake him, and he's going to do Hester Panim. V'estarti Panai Mihem. And the bad things, unfortunately, will happen. It will be distress to us. And then what will happen? We'll wake up and we'll realize this time of concealment, says the pasuk. That we have seen that we've gone to other gods. Elohim achirin. Nothing that bothers Hashem more than us serving other gods. And I want to just argue for a moment that serving other gods are not necessarily the physical gods, which we can't understand why somebody would go up to a sun and bow down to it. But sometimes we serve other gods, and this is what our whole tshuva process is about, serving the god of the internet, serving the god of the phone, serving the god of sports, v'chulu, v'chulu. But we woke up and we recognized it, and then what happened? That's when he gave us Hester Panim. So the Mephorshim are troubled with this, very, very troubled. Don't we know that if you do tshuva, everything's going to be good? And this appears to be the opposite of that. The Jews woke up finally. They realized that God's mad at them. And what does he do? Hester Panim. And Hester Panim, of course, is the time that we find ourselves in, one of the most difficult times of the Jewish people, where we can't understand why things have to happen the way that they do, and why Hashem can't reveal himself. So I'm going to give you a few different pshatim on this. The Ramban beautifully says, what is this time of Hester Panim? And he says on the face something quite pasha. He says, Pam Acheret, another time, because you already told me about Hester Panim. Why are you repeating it twice? So now I wake up and realize my Hester Panim, and you give me Hester Panim. Ki ba'over shaharol yisal b'livchem ki chatul elokim v'yalkein en elim b'kirbom. You see, that they taken out the Ra? No. Hayo l'rov chasid Hashem. Hashem should have chasid on them. She'echaper b'chadu b'yavodazara. Says the Ramban, no. They only did a half-baked tshuva. You say, you see? It's even worse almost. They thought, quote-unquote, they're going to trick God. It wasn't genuine. They didn't actually reconcile what they have sinned. They refuse to do the full tshuva. And that perhaps is worse. A half-baked tshuva is almost a chutzpah to Hashem, like we're tricking him. You all were there, I would say 24 hours ago, but less than 24 hours ago. And maybe you got into it, and you started getting really into it. And you're, you're clapping, and you're dancing, and you're jumping. And something changes inside of you. And that's the moment. The moment. It's very difficult on this day, the first day of Rosh Hashanah's beautiful I didn't daven here. I was in the Oyel Moed, your lunchroom. And there, someone spoke out so beautifully, Rabbi Affel. And Rabbi Affel said that this famous machlokes, which we've discussed many times, it's a shiur on Wayu Torah. I think we gave this shiur here, actually, about Simcha and Rosh Hashanah. You have the Gra on one hand that says you can't cry in Rosh Hashanah, right? And then we said, you have the Arizal saying, how can you not cry in Rosh Hashanah? Check your nefesh, check your yichus. There's something wrong with your neshama. So we spoke out that the answer is, or if Salvechik writes about this, that, or the Harei Kedem, that there is a type of crying that comes from the neshama. And sometimes it's spontaneous, and all of a sudden you're at some event or something, and got a little flakem. That's the moment where you can do tshuva. Because your neshama just woke you up. The tears, I think Rav Salvechik says, the tears cleanse the soul. But if you failed at that moment, if you said, you know what, I like this path, tomorrow morning, rough, fast day, I'm still going to do tshuva. I'm going to go for it. I believe the Ramban would even agree, even if you didn't reach the actual point of the Rambam's tshuva and read the Rambam this week, I behoove you. It's not an easy tshuva, Rabbi Yisai. Right? The Rambam writes, you have to be in the same place at the same time and then say no to that sin. Half-baked tshuva, the Rosh Hashanah ones have nothing to do with. The fake tshuva that everybody sees outwardly because you were screaming, wow, that guy must be a tzaddik. Look at that Shanabet guy. He's a tzaddik. Look at him. Avinu Malkeinu! Oh, come on. But you know inside, you're like, when is this over? The counting of the pages we spoke about last week. Thank God I have an art skull. 50% less. Thank God we don't say the things in the gray, you know. Some congregations say, no, take out another 20 pages. That's half-baked. We're looking for sincere truth. The Svarna takes another approach. And this approach sits well with me as well. Lo kamo shechashvuhem ba'amram she'enu b'kirbom. It's not that God conceals himself and he's not with us. God has, chas v'shalom, left the building. There's no such thing. We don't believe that. We have questions on Hashem. We have questions about the Holocaust. And we have questions about little children being sick and dying. Yes. But don't ever think, says the Svarno, that Hashem's not with us. B'chol makom shehayu tiyeh yeshchinasa mitzudah. We are guaranteed that every place we are, the Shekhinah dwells there. As Rabbi Seinu Zal says the Svarna, the Gemara in Megillah, Chavtes Amad Aleph, B'chol Makom Shegolu Yisrael, Shekhinah Mahem. Any place that we decided to go to move to, even America, even Newcastle, got it in. Try to do it each week, you know. Right? Hashem promises I'm going to be in Gullus with you. Because Hashem is the one in Gullus. Gemara tells us this. There's a cry every day, Oi, that we're sitting in Gullus. I don't want you to be in Gullus, Rabbi Shalom tells us. But, you deserve what's called Hester Panim. In practice. Why? Because you don't deserve me to be in your midst the way that it should be. Obviously, if Hashem was in our midst all the time, if we felt God all the time, and it wasn't Hester Panim, you would never sin. The moment you would try to sin, you would say, oh my God, what am I doing? God's right in front of me. This is crazy. I would never do this. But we spoke about it, I think, last week. If you're in this room on the internet, you wouldn't look at things that are us. If somebody there was respectful, that... So says the famous I'll get to Rav Binderman in a moment. Harabunim of Mi Pesheshcha says, the sin is saying exactly the Svarno. Hashem is not in my midst. Hashem is not with me. I'm too low. God doesn't want me. You know, I might be Shana Bat. I might be Lev L'Chayal. Oh, no. But you don't know what I went through this year. That Hashem has no tshuva for. The moment you think that, then Hashem says, oh, that's Hester Pan. Oh, I don't like that. Don't you dare bring excuses. Well, you know, I can't do tshuva because of my situation. Guys that say this all the time. I can't learn Torah because I'm learning disabled. I have ADHD, HDD, DHR, KLMNOP. So I can't. it's a fast day. I can't take my medicine. Therefore, I can't. I can't get up this morning. It's not my fault. I actually was, I don't know why I was, I do know why. It was after Rosh Hashanah. So it was nice. My older kids who are fasting, my other sons, was in yeshiva. Had an amazing experience there. Baruch Hashem. But my 16 and 14-year-old, they said, Abba, we're starving. Because, you know, there's so many meals. Obviously, you're really hungry. So we went out. So we went out yesterday, and we're sitting in the Greg's with, unfortunately, a lot of Shana Aleph guys who are there with a lot of Tefera. So a group of girls came over to my daughter. Oh, hey, or whatever. And they're like, how are you eating today? Like, you just ate a few hours. Like, aren't you totally full from the 2 days of eating, the eating fast? And my daughter said, well, you know, it's a fast day tomorrow. And they're like, oh, we don't do that. I'm like, what does that mean? We don't do that. We don't fast? Very strange. You have to try. You have to do it. So I have a shaila on even the first interpretation of the Ramban. Oh, no. I guarantee you, this is Dan Hartson speaking, and maybe Kal Vachomer, everybody else here. I will only, on Yom Kippur, I'm telling you right now, it's only going to be half-baked. Not the Ramban's half-baked, what you think. And that's our problem. We think half-baked tshuva is going to the Ribono Shel Olam and saying, listen, here's the only things I was able to accomplish. You know what? This one sin is the one thing I'm going to work on. I was listening to, really, thank God I saw this, somebody forwarded it to me. It was a very short clip, not actually, it wasn't so short, I think it was 15 minutes long, from Rabbi Przanski of Teaneck fame, B'nai Yisharon, begging people to take on the 10-day challenge, which is a fake 10-day challenge. And that is for 10 days, don't bring your phones to davening. 3 times a day, first of all, you have to go to davening, but don't bring your phones. He has fought the fight, and I give him so much credit. He actually instituted, it didn't work, but a $25 fine if your phone rings during davening. He said only 2 people paid it. And then other people who were rich, B'nai Yisharon, said, ah, whatever, just tell me how much it is. Instead of me giving a donation to shul every year, I'll give another 180, whatever. Didn't work. People need their phones. And he tried to say, you don't know how your kavana is hurt by waiting for the bing, by waiting for the buzz, but put it away. It's a challenge, Rabbi Isai. And it's not 10 days, because we already did 2 of those days. We've missed Shachar already, so we're done with that. You have Shabbos. Right? Something to think about. I'm not asking you to not be on your phones ever. That's not a half-baked tshuva. Because we say, okay, so what? I don't bring it to davening, but I do other times I have it. My Rebbe's giving me a shir right now, and I'm on my phone. No, you're not. This is a unique day. I don't know why. Rav Bitterman, that great, if you hear him, is just amazing. If you haven't heard or hear of him, you should just ask somebody to forward it to you. Zach Brown, who's obviously doing chesed today, so he's not here. So it's his birthday, right? I'm sorry, I should say, yeah, happy birthday to him. We're sponsoring learning for him, so he decided to go to another shir. So he, Rav Bitterman, he likes Rav Bitterman a lot, and he tells a great story. You might have noticed this. I hope you noticed this over the last number of years you've been alive, but yesterday you'll notice this. Who davened Shachar's yesterday? No, not who davened. I did. I was there. Rav Siv. I bet he's Miris. Rav Siv. So Rav Siv, Rav Boaz. So Rav Boaz, thank you very much. I wasn't here and I knew that. Who davened the first day? Rav Dudi?
Boaz davened both, or possibly the second day.
So did you notice something? Rav Boaz was standing by his seat. And he says, HaMelech. Strange. It's the only time we have that in any of davening ever, where the words, right, before Shachar starts, that great words, HaMelech, but in previous days in the yeshiva used to be this, HaMelech, and everybody would clap. And it got people really, really annoyed. But the Breslov people, the chief Breslov person is no longer here for Rosh Hashanah, so that's why it doesn't happen anymore. He's in Uman. But the clapping is like coronating the king, you know? When the president, ladies and gentlemen, I wouldn't say the United States, president of a country that's, you know, respected president, right? And everybody claps, right? Everybody claps when they walk in, so that's what we do. Hamelah. But Rav Bitterman asks, why do you do it from your plots? Why do you do it from your seats? All in Yiddish. Why do you do it from your seat? What a strange thing. He stands in a seat. If he has a seat all the way in the back, the halacha is, the minhag is, he should say, ha-melech, and he walks up. What is going on here? He says, Rabbi Biderman. So gorgeous, so beautiful, what he says. Says Rabbi Biderman, you know why? Because he's making a statement. No matter where you are, stop making excuses. This is my seat. Hey, I don't like this seat. I used to have a seat right next to the Rosh Yeshiva, all the way in the front with a beautiful shtender there, and I have to sit all the way in the back this year, and I don't have the air. I'm sweating. There's no air conditioning on me. No. Says Rabbi Biderman, mind plots this place here. It's fine. Stop the excuses. I'm walking out 12 times because, well, you know, it's not as cold this year. I can't hear as well because I'm in the women's section. Stop. Mind plots. This is where I am in life. Stop making excuses for yourself. I can only do half-baked tshuva. Or worse, God, don't bother me. Sfarno. Harbanami Peshespa says that. He's not part of my life, God. He can't be because I'm such a bad person. I'm damned. I'm a bad soul. Chas v'shalom, stop it. How dare you think about yourself like that? Sha'er husham. Yes, you're right. You know what? I blew shofar. And I have a custom that I established. It's my own custom. It's cool. While the rabbis speak, whoever's speaking, so I put the towels over my head. I say some of the kavanas, different things. Yihiratzon, Zariza, all these things. But one of the things I say to Rabbanu Shalmaini, Kedai, I'm not Roy. The people don't know who the real Daniel Hartstein is. What am I blowing shofar for? What a chutzpah. My daughter scared me the last night. She said, do you realize what you did? You're the entire tzibur. They wouldn't been. Not, most people can't blow shofar. Because of them, they were able to do a mitzvah midorai. Unbelievable. I was like, ooh, it's scary. Me? Who am I? But at some point, you have to get up there and say, I'm Melech. No, it's me. Tell me, Nachman, according to Muskalman, no. Okay. I'm doing the best I can. I always try to come to the Rabbanu Shalom with something new that I'm trying. That's Bashir Husham. It's the me, who I am. The Gemara in Krisos tells us that even those who sin should not consider themselves unworthy to join the Sibor. The biggest Rasha should join the Sibor. He is like the Ketoris, and the Ketoris, he had the Chelbana, the worst smelling item, had to be part of the Ketoris. Or it was possible the Ketoris. Twice a day. Even the Chelbana. I like to name, drop. I said there's some lessons, but this is, more people listen to this than my other edition. My daily lessons from the life, something maybe you'll get invited to one day. I do a daily thing. So I had lunch last Shabbos with Benny Gantz. I just want to say it. That's all. Okay, that's it. We're done. No. And that's what I said to Benny Gantz. I had a chance to speak to him. And I have a lot to say, but I'm not going to put on white or what I think of him. And it's the Rasmi Tshuva. But it's the Ketoris, Rabbi Issa. Benny Gantz is the head of the opposition party right now, who right now doesn't want to join the government of Netanyahu. Okay, whatever. But he got over 2 million votes. You have to show him cover. And he was there. He was wearing a nice Shabbos shirt and a yarmulke. Rav Flintstein spoke before me. The great Hasidic Rebbe showed, talked about Achdus. Hayom Haras Olam. This is the time of Atzuma Guda Achas V'chulufchul. I try to say this message also. Achdus is about not having sin for other people. Achdus is about believing in myself. I can contribute something. My name is Benny Gantz. I have something to contribute. Shkoyach. I'm not going to speak about hating other types of people because they have different ideas than I have. But Asher Husham, this is who I am and I can contribute. He might not be as good of a speaker as Netanyahu. I don't think anybody is. But maybe you have something to contribute. But you can't stop. You got to take the thoughts out. We're eating all of our meals, but specifically the first night we had some yeshiva guys over. And we tried our best at the meal to stop ourselves from speaking. We said, no, not that story. That's Lashon, not that story. I wish we could do it every week. But I can change. I can do this. You know, this is the week where we do some crazy stuff. We're supposed to. You should do this. Be more machmir on yourself. Be more machmir. Pasta Israel is one of the famous ones. So even though I store up Entenmann's donuts in my... It's a type of... you know what a donut is, yeah? It's a type of American pastry. It's like crumpets. And I store them up. I bring them home. My kids love it. It's a Shabbos treat. This Shabbos, no. They don't know this yet. Because we're supposed to be Pas Yisrael, besides the fact that Shabbos, Mishmer, Zeh, Shabbos, Machmer. Okay. We try to do more. Maybe you want to take up Chol of Yisrael. Something you say to the Rabbanu Shalom. This is not, I know that, but I could be that person. I'm not giving up on my, I'm not a half-baked Jew. I'm going to do my best. And that's good. And my neshama is going to feel so good after Yom Kippur because I know I'm trying my hardest. Hopefully you had that parent who said that. Right? You got a brother or a sister who's like so, so smart. And they always get, oh my God, I cannot believe I got a 98. And you want to like beat them to a pulp. And you come to your test and you're like, I got an 82. And hopefully the parent's like, wow. You tried your, he goes, yeah, I tried so hard. That's great. Your 82 is amazing. You tried your hardest. It doesn't come easy to you. That's what tshuva is. I tried my hardest, Ribbono Shel Olam. Ribbono Shel Olam says, you don't try your hardest? That's Hester Pana. You think you're not part of my life? That's Hester Pana. I'm there all the time. I don't care how low you've gone. You're sitting on in Crack Square, about Sheher Husham. You're in Yerushalayim, the holiest city. Nebuch. Hashem's hand is right there. I'm there to pick you up. You know, when you talk about who are your friends, we have this discussion. Who are your real guy? This is a hard thing for guys, right? Because we have weird type of friendships. Women have weird friendships, but they're like, I spoke to this one, you know, like before Rosh Hashanah, my wife's like, she doesn't know what to do with herself. You know, how do I call the 795 people that are my best friend, you know? And I'm like, I got my three people, you know? What's a real friend, I say? It's a guy you're going to call in the middle of the night and say, hey, I got a flat tire, I need your help. Or in your case, I'm in jail. Can you, you know, can you get me out of jail? Right? That's a real friend. I hope in your life, you know, at least that would be your mom or your dad as well, right? That even if you really did a bad, or your parents said, listen, no matter what, you know that I will always drive you. If you can't drive home, I will come pick you up. And you do that call, the worst call ever, 2 o'clock in the morning, say, hey, I can't drive home. Yeah. Your dad's not going to, no talking. Just get in the car. He saved his life. That's Hashem. Avinu Malkeinu, he's your father. He will pick you up at 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock in the morning. He doesn't care where you are. He's with you. He's still there. And when you wake up in the morning, put tefillin on, God's not there saying, are you kidding me? After what you did last night, you're putting tefillin on, you're an idiot? And it's 11 o'clock in the morning? It's a fast day. What are you doing? You're a jokester. Hester Panim. No. I'm sincere. I did something wrong. I want to try again. But you just did that the last time. Right? We come to Rosh Hashanah, we come to Yom Kippur. You were just here a year ago, again with this? I'm going to try so bad, Hashem, we got to stop. If it's sincere, Rabbanu Hashem says, I love that. And you need to realize that. I wish everybody will have the inspiration of knowing that Hashem is with us always. And Hester Panim is only for the people who don't believe in Hashem. And with that, we should be zeicha for a gemar chasima toiva la'al techayim mishol. And Rabbanu Shalom should give you all the strength of knowing how much your father loves you and wants to be together with you. And with that, Amir Tzoshem, we should be zeicha to only great and amazing things with a gemar chasima toiva and the ultimate geula of no longer has to pun him with Mashiach Zidkenu b'meheru v'yamin. Amen.